Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, there's a lot to talk about. Hurricane Florence, the military's artificial intelligence, and CBS's CEO stepping down. Plus, the U.S. Open and The Nun. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Monday, September 10th. You ready? Let's do this. All eyes are on Hurricane Florence this week. It's heading for the East Coast, and officials are telling people to prepare. The Weather Channel says it's expected to make landfall on Thursday as a major hurricane, which means it'll likely be at least a Category 3. Forecasters say right now the areas from southeastern Virginia to the Carolinas will probably be the most impacted. NBC News reports several governors are declaring states of emergency to get ready. And the AP says the University of North Carolina at Wilmington is urging students to leave the campus for a safer spot. Of course, things could still change. All eyes are on the path and the strength of this storm over the next few days. So stay tuned. A big shakeup at a big media organization. The head of CBS is out for good. He stepped down yesterday after The New Yorker reported six more women accused him of sexual assault and harassment. They say it happened in the 80s and early 2000s. At least one woman went to the police last year, but police said it was too late to go after this because of the statute of limitations. Moonves told The New Yorker three of the relationships were consensual and called the accusations untrue. He says they're not consistent with who he is, and he's sad to leave the company. The allegations came in the second New Yorker article about Moonves and brings the total number of women who have accused him now to at least a dozen. The statement from CBS said they'll be donating $20 million to organizations that deal with the Me Too movement and equality for women in the workplace. Several board members at CBS will also be stepping down. But whether or not Moonves will get to take home millions of dollars in a severance package depends on what an independent investigation finds first. It's the military's largest investment so far in artificial intelligence, or AI. The Pentagon announced it plans to spend $2 billion over the next 5 years to develop new AI capabilities. The Verge cites a Pentagon strategy document that says with more advanced tech, we'll be more confident in that tech, and it'll be allowed to not just find but also attack targets with no humans involved. Supporters of the program say it'll lead to faster and more accurate data and responses, and we have to stay ahead of other countries who are spending big bucks on AI as well. Critics, though, worry the machines cannot make common sense calls that humans can. CNN reports that digital moral code will be part of what the new investment will try to solve. You might remember Google was helping out with some other military work dealing with AI and drones, but it stopped this year because employees protested. History at the U.S. Open over the weekend, Naomi Osaka became the first Japanese player to win a Grand Slam singles title. Grand Slam tournaments are the four most important tennis tournaments each year. It was also Osaka's first Grand Slam final ever, and she beat Serena Williams, who, by the way, has 23 Grand Slam titles. But this final had some controversy before it was over. The umpire called a violation on Serena Williams because her coach was apparently giving her hand signals, which is not allowed. Then another violation when Williams hit her racket to the floor. And then another that cost her a game when she argued with the umpire and called him a thief. She was also fined $17,000.
Williams later called the penalties sexist, saying men argue with umpires all the time and don't get the same penalties. Some experts agree, some don't, and some say they both have a point. But in the end, Serena Williams congratulated Naomi Osaka and told the crowd to stop with the booing during their emotional award ceremony. As for the men's singles final, Novak Djokovic is the champion. It's his 14th Grand Slam title. All right, some other things to know today. Ford is recalling 2 million trucks in North America. The recall might affect 2015 to 2018 F-150 trucks. Reuters reports it's because of fire and smoke concerns and part of the seatbelt. It's the part that basically locks a seatbelt in place during a crash. And apparently there have been reports of smoke and fire when those parts have been used. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk appeared to smoke pot on a YouTube video. It was an interview for Joe Rogan's podcast. NPR reports that, plus some top executives leaving the company, equaled Tesla's shares falling on Friday. The Air Force is reportedly now thinking about how to handle this whole thing because Elon Musk's other company, SpaceX, has government contracts, which means no pot use allowed. Remember, the government is already investigating Musk because of his tweet last month about taking Tesla private and then saying, never mind. The SEC wonders if he misled investors. To be continued. Chinese billionaire Jack Ma plans to leave his role as chairman of Alibaba to focus on other things like philanthropy. Alibaba is one of the world's biggest online shopping sites. It's been called the Amazon of China. Well, TechCrunch says the current CEO will be taking his spot as chairman starting in 1 year. Apple Music has a new feature, the Daily Top 100 Charts. Rolling Stone reports there's one big global Top 100 and then another list for each country where Apple Music is available, so you can see what people all around the world are listening to. You can find it under Browse and then Top Charts. Also of note, it seems Apple will be acquiring Shazam. The European Union gave the thumbs up for the deal to go through. Shazam is that app that can listen to a short clip of a song and then tell you what it is. The EU was deciding if the $400 million deal will violate competition policies there, but the EU gave the go-ahead. Oh, and expect lots of Apple talk later this week. The company's big reveal for the new iPhone and Apple Watch is on Wednesday. The company behind Barbie is going to Hollywood. Mattel says it's creating a movie division based on its famous brands, and an Oscar-nominated producer will be working on it. Why the new venture? CNBC says toy companies have taken a hit when Toys R Us closed down. Plus, Mattel's competition, Hasbro, has already had success in the movie industry, like with its Transformers franchise. The number one movie at the box office over the weekend was The Nun. Variety reports it won the worldwide box office and was number one in North America. It's the fifth horror film in the Conjuring universe. And Forbes reports that's now the biggest R-rated horror franchise of all time. This weekend was also a big win for Warner Brothers. The studio's movies topped the box office charts 5 weeks in a row now. Market Watch says it's the first Hollywood studio to do that in 25 years. And it was thanks to The Meg, then Crazy Rich Asians, and then The Nun. For the first time, the Wall Street Journal Times Higher Education ranking looked at the best value schools, the colleges and universities where you get the most bang for your buck. So while Harvard University, MIT, and Yale were named best schools in their rankings, the top three for best value were Berea College in Kentucky, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and the University of Washington, Seattle. Miss America 2019 is Nia Franklin from New York. She's an opera singer and focused on equal opportunity and education in her interview questions. It was the first year without the swimsuit competition. In fact, the competition had a whole new name, Miss America 2.0. It is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It started at sundown last night and goes through sundown tomorrow night. The traditional foods include apples and honey, symbolizing a wish for a sweet new year. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening each day. And if you got value out of this episode today, I hope that you will share it with a friend or a family member or on social media and let others know they should be listening too. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, I put them all up for you in today's show notes at thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes and then click on today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.